Bernard O'Shea is in our Limerick studio.
Limerick calling.
You're back on 2FM, Bernard.
Limerick calling. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, Dublin? Limerick calling.
You're coming in loudly and clearly, Limerick.
Wow, that is definitely music for slow cookers. Yeah.
That's pausa for your information.
Pausa. Well, do you know, when you're talking about Alf, you were talking about Alf and Tupperware parties.
Yes,
I went,
yes.
Well, there's my childhood in a nutshell.
Is it right? Yeah.
Do you know, here, Ray, before we get on to what, like, I have to tell you this, right? So, in Bridget Naaman, years ago, we made one of the episodes where the television goes out. So what we did was we made our own television programmes in front of two lads from there. This very complicated episode. But they were all like the Golden Girls, Alf,
right,
and whatever. And I was in the States then a few years later, and we're just somebody overheard us, and they went, how do you guys know these programmes, right?
Yeah.
I was like, they were on Irish telly. But guess what? None of those programmes like Wings, Alf, Golden Girls, I'm trying to think of a few of them now, The Beachcombers, right? None of them were on British telly.
Aha, right.
Because they made their own telly. They didn't have to. But somebody told me that RTE2, or Network 2 as it was called, was set up to buy in all these American programmes on the cheap and just flood them out, send them out.
You know that the way it worked was you paid per head of population.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
Sorry.
So if you were buying Alf for Ireland,
yeah,
population of 4.5 million at the time, as opposed to the UK, 64 million, that we got it a lot cheaper.
Ah, okay, okay.
So you couldn't possibly make a television programme for 1,200 pounds as it would have been at the time. So it was a good deal, I suppose.
It was a great deal, yeah. And I'm fairly sure, I need to double check this now, but I'm fairly sure my mother did Tupperware parties.
Yeah, you see, I probably dreamt it. I probably saw it on a telly. I'll have to confirm with my mother.
Yeah.
So you have three children, so you're probably in lunchbox hell as well, are you?
We have a press, the bottom press right, that has a million lunchboxes, no lids, a million bottles, no tops. And do you know what? Can I use RTE's public airways to call out my children? They come home from school. They come home from school. They leave their lunchboxes in their bag. They're told every day, take out your lunchbox.
Yes.
And then they give out to me the following morning because their lunchbox is smelly. And I said, I've told you to take out your lunchbox. But yeah, so there's lots of lunchboxes. There's lots of lunchboxes in our house. My God. And I've gone on a bit of a health kick, so I'm trying to find loads of Tupperware things because that's what you do. You just prep all your meals and put them into Tupperware. Even though, Ray Darcy, I have to stop you there again.
I didn't say anything. Go on.
We say Tupperware, like I would say Hoover, but then people would say, no, Tupperware is a brand.
Yes, it is.
And
yes.
Hoover is a brand, right?
Yes.
Which I didn't know until recently that Tupperware didn't mean, you know.
And I used to say Tupperware with bees. It's Tupperware with peas.
Well, don't mind, Annie, that's because the Midland pronunciation of things is right.
Oh, yeah, we're always right.
We are right.
In the Midlands,
yeah. Tupperware. Yeah. For years, everybody used to think this was hilarious. When I was a kid, I'd say a hearse, right?
Oh,
for a horse,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And we go, oh, no, a hearse is something different. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Or I could never say, and still don't say, if I'm flustered, a lorry. Which for some reason my kids think is hilarious.
Yes, yes. And a donkey.
A donkey. Yeah. Well, a donkey, it is a donkey.
No, it's a donkey.
Well, you see, why don't you call a monkey a monkey?
There you go.
You know, so like, hold on a second here. And apparently, and you can check, look it up, check it out. You can check this out. They did this big academic study years ago and they found the nearest, if Shakespearean recreation would be, guess what accent would be?
Midlands accent.
Nope.
No.
West Cork.
Ah, yes.
If they were to do what they would sound like in Shakespearean's day and the way they would run sentences, it was Cork. So if you're from Cork, let's have it.
But you look at all the thespians are migrating to West Cork. Saoirse Ronan, Paul Mescal, Robert Sheehan. They're all down there, Jeremy Irons.
They're all in Cork.
They're all in West Cork.
We're drinking Barry's tea and just thinking, God, if I can't leave here anymore without saying I'm from Cork. Yeah.
Now listen, part of the reason you're on the health trip, I would imagine, Bernard, is because you have been confronted by your mortality. Oh, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Middle yeah. age. I like, you know, as I always say, I don't think I'm middle age. But then somebody says, what, you're going to live to 112? It's like, oh yeah, I'm smack bang in the middle of my age, right?
You're 56.
I'm 40. Hold on, I better get this right. I was on a media junket a few weeks ago, and I said to everybody I was 46, and I came home, and my wife said, "You're not 46, you're 45." Right. So I'm 45.
So
yeah.
that's, yeah, 90. You could live to 90.
You could. Lots yes, of yeah. people live to
yeah.
90.
Yes, yeah.
Right? But, God, you're good with the maths, Darcy. Yeah. You're quick in there, huh? You won't get much past Darcy, huh? No. So I've taught it the three. I've split it into two. Three of the best things about getting older,
right.
but three of the worst. I'll start with three of the worst things, right? Right. Like, I was in Centre Parks the weekend with the kids, right? And on the way up, I was trying to give out to the middle fella because he was just kept starting rows in the back of the car. And he slagged me, basically, over my bald patch, which got a massive laugh in the car, right? Because they could all see my bald patch. I am really, really sensitive about my bald patch and my hair. I am losing my hair so Aww. Quickly, right? To the point where I've now found out what that green, big green bottle was in the house when I was growing up. Silver screen, whatever you pronounce it. Hairspray, right?
Right.
It was like, I'm using hairspray now because I push the front of my fringe back and then hairspray it so it covers the back.
Don't do that.
And now I understand when my sisters go, we can't go out in the rain because our hair is set. I go, I can't go out in the rain.
Well, you know what happens then? You go out on a windy day and you have the thing
nightmare.
On and then it starts flapping.
Yeah, nightmare. I'm seriously considering getting the operation done. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Because I've a terrible, even my mother said, oh, Bernard, you have a terrible shaped head. I couldn't shave my head. It's bumps.
See,
it's not one of those smooth heads.
Yes.
The other thing is, and I've started to do these exercises, number two, I'm awful stiff in the morning. You know? And I used to slag my mother off, you know, when I was a kid, to go, Bernard, do an impression of Mammy. Go, I'm awful stiff. But I'm awful stiff in the morning, right? So now I have this frickin' hip rotation exercises to do, right?
Yeah.
And then the third thing is Apple, right? So they're giving back this 13 billion, is it?
Well, they're saying 14 billion today. They said 13.7 yesterday. There is interest on 13 billion.
And they're saying, whoa, God, why do people buy these iPhones? The only reason why I think people buy an iPhone after 40 is to use the torch to read menus, right? Because that's the only reason I have this thing. Like, it's like I got addicted to the phone. I will say that. But I'm lost without that phone.
Yeah.
For some reason, the last few years, I can't see anything in the dark, right?
Well, you see, Bernard, you know that like glasses are a thing. That's one thing. And people don't know this, but I learnt it because I had reading glasses and then I went on holidays once and I forgot the reading glasses in the hotel room and I brought the book down to the poolside. And lo and behold, miraculously, I could read. And I thought suddenly the whole aging process had been reversed. No, it's about the level of light.
But it can't be just about the level of light. It has to be something.
No, it is. It's a combination of both.
Right.
So that's why you use your torch and you can read the thing.
So then when you went back up to the room, was the book on one side of the room and you were on the other side? Try and level it out, right? But on the whole, not being able to see things.
Yes.
Ray, my level of complaining is just. This is the three best things about aging. I don't care about openly complaining anymore, and I'm an amazing complainer. Like I don't think life is worth living if you can't complain, right? And it's like I'll openly complain to people now, like when you're in restaurants. I was in a restaurant a few, and my wife just. She actually said, can we just leave now, right? It's so dark. Some of these restaurants are so dark. It's like, what are you hiding? Like, is there and then your food comes and goes, can you get me a lamp, please? Or so, because I can't see what I'm eating. And it's all about the ambience. No, it's not about the ambience. I will complain, full out, I will complain. Similarly, when you go into places and the music is too loud. I will say the music's too loud. I don't care. Here I am, 45. I don't give a damn. The music is too loud everywhere. There you go. It's too, turn that down. It's too loud. It's not creating an ambience. I can't hear a thing, right? And I also, my favourite thing to give out. Do you want to give out about recently, Ray? And
go
I don't
on.
Care. And it's because I'm 45. I don't care anymore. It's just on the downward slope from now on. when they give you a scone and it's like they give you one little jam. It's
oh, you want two jams.
I was like, I want four.
Oh, you want four jams,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, okay. Like, I can't, and I want different flavours. You're throwing out the butter. You're throwing out the butter. But no, no, no. I can't eat the butter, right? But my favourite thing, right, is I don't need an excuse anymore to go home early. Do you know when you were younger and you'd be out with the lads and they'd be all going, where you go, sliding off home, oh, you're useless, you're no crack, where you going? And you'd have to make up. Now I just go, why are you going home? Because I'm tired and the music is too loud.
And drive time's on the way. That's why you're going home. Thank you very much for our new studio. Good luck. Bye. Sarah and Cormac are on drive time. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.